Today, we lead off with two stories on opposite U.S. coasts that at heart are about government accountability. In Washington, D.C., a profound shift is underway in how the government spends money. And in California, incumbent Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass faces a challenge from a former reality TV star living in an Airstream with his family after their home burned down in the Pacific Palisades fire last year. He's taking the city's government to task for failing to protect Angelenos. This desire for accountability echoes around the globe. Today, we also hear from the Philippines, where there's a move to break up the dynasties that have concentrated political power in the hands of the few. It's Thursday, May 28th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Krista Case Bryant. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. A panel of federal judges has struck down an Alabama map of congressional districts. The panel wrote that the redistricting plan was tainted by intentional race-based discrimination. The ruling highlights the uncertain legal and political landscape left by the Supreme Court's decision in the recent Louisiana v. Calais case, which weakened the Voting Rights Act and emboldened several southern states to redraw maps to favor Republicans. But the ruling in Alabama hints at the remaining complexities of ensuring racial equity at the polls. The state's attorney general lodged an emergency appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. And on Tuesday, the South Carolina Senate rejected a new map drawn to favor Republicans, saying it tarnished the state's independence and came too close to the election. Police searched the headquarters of the Spanish Prime Minister's party. Spain's anti-corruption police raided the headquarters of Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez's Socialist Party in Madrid. The probe into a party member's possible interference with legal cases adds to a growing list of corruption allegations against Mr. Sánchez's party. Last week, the prime minister's wife and brother, as well as former Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, were placed under investigation in a separate case. On Saturday, thousands marched in Madrid, calling for Mr. Sánchez's resignation. Also, an off-duty firefighter saves a woman in a flood. During a flash flood in Brooklyn last week, elementary school principal Carmen Pinto found herself trapped in her car on the Jackie Robinson Parkway. As the water rose inside her car, her doors and windows wouldn't open, and she tried calling 911. When off-duty firefighter Travis Langan spotted Mrs. Pinto, he climbed on top of the car where she had her face pressed against the sunroof. Mr. Langan punched a hole in the sunroof with his fist and pulled her free. "This is a man whose first instinct is to help, to protect, to serve, and to save," said New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani in a ceremony recognizing Mr. Langan's heroism. "He made a split-second choice. Because of his bravery, Mrs. Pinto will sit down to dinner with her family this evening." Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. Los Angeles last had a Republican mayor 25 years ago, but reality TV star Spencer Pratt has seen a flurry of donations and support in the run-up to the vote on June 2nd, in a campaign shaped by last year's Palisades fire and a series of provocative AI videos. Sophie Hills reports for The Monitor. President Donald Trump is taking more control over federal spending, and Congress is ceding some of its power of the purse. They could be setting a new precedent that permanently expands a president's power. Caitlin Babcock reports from Washington for The Monitor. As the United States and Iran move toward a peace deal, with the thorny nuclear issue apparently still unresolved, the asymmetric nature of the conflict is coming into sharper focus, our columnist notes, paralleling America's retreat from the Vietnam War. Ned Temko writes from London for The Monitor. The Philippines is one of the most dynastic countries in the world, with the majority of political power concentrated in the hands of a few elite families. A people's movement aiming to limit political dynasties is inspiring hope that the 2028 election could look different. Contributor Mark Saludes reports from Manila, Philippines, for The Monitor. Poverty and homelessness are major concerns in Asheville, North Carolina. A 2025 ordinance passed by the Asheville City Council extending restrictions on panhandling was the spark that led poet and essayist Leslie Johnson to give a voice to the creativity of homeless writers. Contributor David Conrads reports from Asheville, North Carolina, for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on effective, faith-based safeguards for AI. Amid the fears and concerns about artificial intelligence and emerging online technologies, a statement by the founder of Christian Science and of this publication offers reassurance. Referencing the United States' ringing Declaration of Independence, Mary Baker Eddy wrote, "God has endowed man with inalienable rights, among which are self-government, reason, and conscience." With the promise and exercise of these innate rights, humanity is well placed to take on the challenges and promise of AI. Many religious leaders, as well as Silicon Valley innovators and analysts, are weighing in on the role of human creativity and intelligence, as well as workplace skills and relevance. Most recently, Pope Leo XIV delivered a major statement on faith and human progress in the age of AI, titled Magnifica Humanitas, Magnificent Humanity. Declaring on May 25th that AI does not possess a moral conscience or an effective relational and spiritual perspective, the document points out many risks from the technology's misuse or overuse. But ultimately, it emphasizes that humanity's capacity for faith, conscience, and brotherly love is up to the task of steering innovation toward a common good that upholds solidarity and dignity and reduces inequity. Just a few days prior to this statement, Orthodox Christian theologians and academics expressed parallel views as they discussed AI and concepts of being, freedom, and responsibility in Thessaloniki, Greece. The city's bishop noted that AI can imitate human dialogue and creativity, but it cannot love, sacrifice, or participate in the mystery of personal existence, the Greek City Times reported. Like his Catholic counterpart, the Orthodox prelate also affirmed that human value does not derive from efficiency or productivity, but from one's relation to God and others. Similar ideas echo even in the foothills of the Himalayas, where the leader of the world's Buddhists resides. In serving world needs, technology needs to be guided by human values, the Dalai Lama said in 2022, highlighting the importance of a trait as simple as warm-heartedness. The common threads running through diverse faith traditions, individual dignity, the innate capacity to think and act unselfishly, commitment to a higher spiritual power, link aspirations for human betterment. While quite distinct from the post-World War II political alliances or United Nations structures, which are currently in disrepute or disarray, such universal ethical values can offer new channels to guide multilateral discussion and action. Speaking alongside Jewish and Catholic leaders in 2023, Islamic scholar Sheikh Abdullah bin Baya of the United Arab Emirates acknowledged, "AI is among the most momentous creative innovations of human genius." Along with his Abrahamic faith peers, he called for technology safeguards that respect the divinely granted or natural rights of every human being and draw on the innate moral values that are common to all people. Speaking at the same event, Rabbi Eliezer Simcha Weiss of Israel noted, "Religious leaders must be at the forefront of such efforts." Some Silicon Valley leaders, a few of whom consider themselves seekers of truth, even if not believers in a religious truth, have themselves called for ethical and policy guidelines and guardrails. Christopher Ola, a co-founder of leading AI firm Anthropic, welcomes the interest of religious leaders in particular. Speaking at the Vatican on Monday, he referred to worldly incentives, viability and profitability, pride and ambition, that can sometimes conflict with doing the right thing. It is enormously important, Mr. Ola said, that individuals outside the AI world and its incentive system be willing to say hard things and be our earnest, thoughtful critics. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, instead of going to a mirror to see who we are, we can go to God in prayer to receive the clearest information about ourselves. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas and Tim Malone.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.